Maseches Bar Metzia Parapeis Mishnah Yud. Masor Barefes Ein Chayefa. If you find an animal in a barn, you are not chayef to return the animal. This would not be considered aveda. Probably the bomb is coming back to get it. Versus Harabim Chayefa. But if you find an animal in a public thoroughfare, then you are chayef to return it, as probably it is lost, and therefore you have to try and find the owner. Bim Haitza Beit Hakbaros. If you are a Kohen or another that is not allowed to become tummy to a mace, and you find a Messiah in a Beit HaKbaros, you should not become tummy in order to return the Messiah. In Amalo Avid, he tummy, if you are a Kohen or another, and there is a Messiah in a Beit HaKbaros, and your father tells you to become tummy in order to return the Messiah, Osha Amalo Al Tachzir Lo Yishmalo. Or if the Aveda is elsewhere, it's not in the Beit HaKbaros, and your father tells you not to return the Aveda, you should not listen to your father in either case, as when your father tells you to do something that is going against the Torah, you should not listen to your father. There is no mitzvah, keep it of the aim in that case. Parak v'tan, afilu arba v'chamisha pamim chay. The pasuk says, ki tira chamor sonacha robet tachas maso. If you see the donkey of your enemy bending under its load, should you stop from helping him? You should help him out. And the Mishnah is telling us that if you helped him out by unloading the animal that was bending under the load, and then you reloaded it, and then you did so again, even if you did so four or five times, and after each time that you reloaded it, it was bending under its load again, you have to continue to try to help out your friend. And this we learn out from the pasuk of Azov Tazov. Halach b'yashav lo v'amar hayo v'alecha mitzvah im retzoncha lifreik preik pasuk. If the person who had the animal that was bending under its load went off to the side of the road and sat down and told you, since you have a mitzvah to help out and unload this animal, I don't want to help you out, you can do it all yourself. In this case, you are pater from helping him. Shenemar imo, as the pasuk says, azov tazov imo. You should help him out together with the owner. But in this case, that he doesn't want to help you, you also are not mechuyev to help him out. Imhaya zaken ochol lechayev. But if the owner of the animal was very old or sick and was simply physically unable to help you, in this case you would be chayav to do the whole thing alone. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok avolo litzom. The mitzvah min haTorah to help out your friend to unload the animal that is bending under its load, but there is no mitzvah to help reload the animal after you unloaded it. Not to say that you don't have a mitzvah at all, but you don't have to do it b'chinam, for free. You could demand compensation for helping him reload. But if he is willing to pay you, you are mechuyev to help him reload, as opposed to unloading the animal, that you are mechuyev to do without receiving compensation. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Af Litzon. Rabbi Shimon says you are mechuyev to help reload the animal for free without getting compensation. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili Aymer Mahaya Lov Yeser Amaso Ein Zok Lukluk. Shenema Tachas Maso Masoy Sheyachol Lamedbo. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili says, if the animal was overloaded and then the animal was bending under its load, you are mechuyev to help him out. As the pasuk says, tachas maso. And we learn out from tachas maso that it was a load that it normally can carry. But where it was overloaded, you have no mitzvah of azov tazov. Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yudalef. Avedaso v'avedas aviv, avedaso kodex. If you had the opportunity to either retrieve your own Aveda or to retrieve the Aveda of your father, but you don't have time to do both, your own Aveda comes first. You are not mechuyev to retrieve your father's Aveda at the expense of your own Aveda. Avedaso v'avedas rabo shalo kodemes. If you had the chance to either retrieve your own Aveda or the Aveda of your Rebbe, in this case also, your own Aveda comes first. Avedas aviv v'avedas rabo. If you can either retrieve your father's Aveda or your Rebbe's Aveda. Your Rebbe's Aveda comes first. The reason being, she'aviv heviyo lo'olam hazeh, v'rabo she'lindo chokma meviyo l'chaye ha'olam haba. As your father brought you to this world, for your Rebbe that taught you chokma, he taught you Torah, he brings you to the next world, and olam haba is greater than olam hazeh. We are talking about where the Rebbe is your Rebbe muvhak, meaning that he taught you most of the Torah that you learn, so therefore he comes before your father. But if he is not your Rebbe muvhak, you learn some Torah from him, but not most of your Torah, then your father's Aveda would be first. Then aviv chacham, so aviv kodemet. If your father is a chacham, he is a talmid chacham, then the Aveda of your father would be first, even before your Rebbe muvhak. And since your father is a talmid chacham, undoubtedly he also taught you Torah, and since he is your father and he also taught you Torah, he comes first. Haya aviv v'rabo nosin masoi maniach esho rabo v'achar kach maniach esho aviv. If both your father and your Rebbe were carrying a load, you should help out your Rebbe, and only after that should you help out your father. Again, we are talking about over here where the Rebbe is your Rebbe muvhak. He taught you most of your Torah, so therefore he comes before your father. Haru aviv v'rabo v'beit hashevi poda es rabo v'achar kach poda es aviv. If both your father and your Rebbe were in captivity, you should redeem your Rebbe, and only after that should you redeem your father. Then haya aviv chacham poda es aviv v'achar kach poda es rabo. If your father was a chacham, in that case you should redeem your father, and only after that should you redeem your Rebbe. And since your father is a chacham, he also taught you Torah, and since he is your father and he is also a talmid chacham that taught you Torah, he comes first, even before your Rebbe muvhak.